Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen and engage. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights 7 to 10 on KGO 810.
Champagne spilling, you should taste it.
I'm so fancy.
Oh, we're so fancy. Yes, we are. Friday night in the big city with Joe Tobin.
Is that Gwen by herself or is that No Doubt?
It's not. It's, I forgot her name.
It's not the,
Iggy Azalea. That's
Iggy Azalea.
Shows how much I know. I was digging that Spice Girls one last time.
She's constantly fighting with me. Okay. She's constantly feuding, and I don't know.
That's what I know about her. I know that there's nothing but trouble.
There's always a beef going on.
Always a beef.
There's always a beef. She's throwing shade on someone. I don't know what's going on. Okay, thank you, Sharon, for turning on my air conditioner in my house. My pants keep buzzing. That is true love. So I gave up. You know, first of all, I'll get to the study. What do we really like? The study we hate. What do we hate more? Really hot days or really cold days? But yeah. So I obviously Oakland, no air conditioner. So no air conditioning, but. You know, I decided this year I'm not going to sit in the 103 degree room at night and smell. So I ordered online the portable air conditioner and put it up in my bedroom.
The East Coast window model. Just
you're right. You stick the hose through the window.
Yeah.
And of course, I didn't read that.
You close the window on it. That'll hold it in place.
Yes. Yeah. Until it blows out the window. Yes. Instructions? Who the hell reads instructions?
No.
I called my old man and I said, you know, I have this thing. And he says, I didn't get one. I got a window air conditioner. And I said, the damn thing. And I said, I didn't read the instructions. He goes, we don't read instructions. Real men don't read instructions. So sure enough, I didn't read the instructions and I had it duct taped because the hose out of the back of this thing, which looks like a humidifier that weighs 500 pounds, portable, I don't know about that. It wouldn't go in there in the middle of the night. I woke up, it was 80 degrees in there. It's because it comes out of there like a hairdryer. So you've got to hook it up. Yeah, so then I read the directions. I couldn't figure out, I was duct taping it in to the machine and it turns out I read the directions then, and I was missing a part, and I'm thinking, well, they didn't ship the part. Oh, no, wait. Let me look underneath the bed. Oh, there it was.
You had the part?
Oh, nice. Yeah. See? Okay, now it works fine. But it takes hours to cool off.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the key with these portable room air conditioners.
You just you close the door, I assume, too.
Yes. Right? Yeah. Yes, and they will not do a big room, so, you know. Keep that in mind.
Still, it's better.
I'm being the consumer protection agency here. don't overestimate the power of these things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So when it's freezing outside, you bitch, and you wish it was warmer. When it's insanely hot outside, you bitch, and you wish it was colder. Which one is worse?
I would say, for me, only half of that is true. I love cold. I will definitely bitch when it's hot. Don't pitch when it's cold. I like it.
I can always bundle up more. I cannot cool off enough.
Exactly.
We are on the same page.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. Sharon, I
bundling
hope you're
up
listening.
Is fun. I like to wear extra layers.
Yeah. All
I don't
the
like
fashion
having
trends?
To wear shorts.
Yeah, I get to wear
not a fan of that.
And the answer is we hate hot days the most.
Yes.
We start complaining a lot when the temperature jumps into the 80s. Then we get even worse.
Oh, out here we're miserable. We're so soft.
Yeah, in the 90s and the 100s.
Oh, forget it.
Oh my God, we go crazy.
Soft.
And we don't get nearly as upset when the temperature dips into the 40s, 30s, 20s, and lower, which we don't have here in the Bay.
Yeah.
Wherever you're listening on in North America, you may have that. But the researchers found that a jump from 72 degrees to 90 makes the average person as miserable as they are on Mondays when they have to start the work week. So that's
sounds about
miserable.
Right.
That's fantastic. They've measured both of those things.
Right, right. Yeah, you got to love it. You got to love it. All right. Latest trends.
Yes. Scrotal
lifts.
Scrotal lifts.
The next trend in male grooming. Yeah, well, we've all heard about women having a little tidying up downstairs, right? Well, this would be the...
Wait, they bring in a dust buster? What's going on? Molly Maids comes in and like, oh, there's a dust bunny. Little tidying up down there.
I don't know what they mean by tidying.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I do. They mean vaginoplasty.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, tidying up sounds a lot better.
Well, then this makes sense. That's why it's called scrotoplasty.
I have been wondering if there was a counterpart for it. Now I know.
Seriously.
All right.
It's a thing.
So, all right. So let's.
Okay. So in the past, such procedures were to correct anything abnormal, mm-hmm. Or to restore the scrotum to its normal self after injury or cancer or something like that. Now it's a bona fide thing. You can get a
bona fide. You said.
Oh my God! I did.
That's so great.
Well, everybody. Good morning, and good night.
So like a chin lift or an eyelid lift.
Yes.
For your scrotal.
Yes. Why would you want that?
I don't know.
It's a cosmetic procedure. It's more than doubled in the past 10 years.
It's definitely not.
Over 4,500 in the United States. It was only a matter of time before moob reductions and beard transplants became old hat and men looked towards other parts of their anatomy to modify.
Beard transplants?
I don't know.
Well, I have
scrotal uplifts.
Uplifts. It's uplifting. I've wondered if it exists
because
we make everything
bucks.
Else pretty. And it's
$3,500.
$3,500. I'll lift it up for you.
That's going to be out of pocket though, probably, because like your insurance.
No, I don't think.
That's not required.
Yeah, that's cosmetic.
That's pretty cosmetic.
Yeah, I was like, well, that bodes well. It's kind of a funny looking thing, and it's a sensitive area. It's a sensitive topic, but I was like, is that a thing? Can that be done? Because it's like a taffy pull after a certain age. It's just like slow melting. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm being so inappropriate.
Imagine, like,
the look on these two gentlemen's faces. I'm like, really?
The guy that has this done, though, is his wife like, honey, have you had some work done?
I think it was Billy Crystal said
it.
It's
look
just
a little
like
different. Something looks different. Have you been working out?
But let's go back to hot and cold, because I don't think you women are getting the male anatomy right.
Probably
it
not.
Changes.
Yeah, sure.
It goes up and down.
I know, and that's why it's designed
I mean,
that way.
It's not just that one thing that goes
it
up and
goes
down.
It goes up, 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 they go down, down, down,
down, down.
And they're flying machines.
Right. Yes.
Yes, that's what they do. But isn't it called like scrotal ironing or something?
Oh, that's a thing.
Is
yes,
that the
George
same
Clooney
thing or different?
That. Yes. Let me find that. That's Hollywood. Cosmetic surgery. Let me see. George Clooney joked about it in an interview. He had his balls ironed. And sure enough,
that's a really
that
nice
was
a hotel. They ironed
right,
the balls.
Right, at a Santa Monica Spa. Actually,
that's
created
a 5-star hotel right there.
It's Santa Monica Spa.
Natch.
Okay. They created a treatment called the male laser lift, which smoothens out the wrinkles and corrects uneven pigmentation. That, however, was a non-invasive procedure rather than a surgical one. Right.
How good is your life that's the problem you're ready to solve?
Right.
Yes, that's all you got to worry about. Yes.
You wake up like, today is the day that I fix that pigmentation on my scrotals. Get out of here.
It's a facial for your fellas. Yeah.
I am sick and tired of this uneven pigmentation. It has to stop.
So if I go Baccarat, go to the spa, I want the...
Yeah, man, you're a high roller. They comp your breakfast. Like, how would you like a little
like a ball ironing?
How'd you like to have your balls ironed on the house, sir?
You can bleach your butthole. You can now iron your.
You can.
Your
you
testes.
Can. Yeah, no.
You can iron your man sack. And what else are you gonna like starch your taint? I don't know.
Well, there's trimming and all of that.
Yeah.
That's like entry level now compared to the. The ball ironing—that's like some high level stuff. that is some Clooney level stuff.
Yes.
Well, that was just a spa treatment. I mean, that's not the scrotoplasty, which is a serious thing. Seriously.
Man.
All right. Gotta have balls to do that.
I was, okay. That's so fun. I was just thinking, should I say it? Yeah, that takes a lot of balls.
All right. Joe Tobin, Naughty. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on the Late Night Late Show wrap up on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
Drex on the next generation of KGO
810. We'll be in between the sheets till the late a.m., baby. If you wanted me, then you should have just said she's.
By the way, you can follow us at Generation Drex on our Twitter. Okay. See Joe Tobin out.
You can see his multi-layered.
I have multi-layered headphones.
It's purely practical. I might get them tucked.
We're going to turn that over to the program director and see what he says about that.
All right. I bet it gets you at least one new pair of headphones. That's if I can make one change.
We'll see. We'll see about that. So, did Calvin Harris break up with Taylor Swift because he was intimidated? Well, I can tell you one thing. First of all, here comes another album. Yeah, Taylor Swift. Look out for the follow-up from 1989.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be, because she just...
I want her to keep dating. And then keep breaking up because it just, there's so many great songs.
And then, you know, how weird is it to know that the next album's going to be about you?
I know.
Right?
I want to date her just for that reason. I want to hear songs about, you know, if you hear songs about a guy that like that makes a mean meatloaf,
has
a nice mustache, wears two headphones. Like, that's me. That song's about me.
Right, Karen, what are her bad songs, her hate songs? There's so many.
She's got Trouble. a couple about John Mayer, I think.
John Mayer, I think. It takes about the Speak Now album. Right. We're getting back together. Yeah, we're never ever getting back together. Harry Styles.
You guys actually, that was one of the bumper songs last time I was here. It's such a good song.
Yeah, Harry Styles on the one.
She makes fun of him. I think 22 is about him, isn't it?
Right. There's a line in it, I think. And then the Kennedy Kid.
Yeah. Oh man.
Look at me, I'm naming all
so
of them
good.
All.
So good. I love it.
This is like Kardashian.
Chews them up and spits them out. I love it.
We had an intern in here today from San Francisco State, and it was the first time I met her, and I started rapping off all of this pop culture BS. She's like, oh, my God, dude, you're down. I said, yes.
You're down? That's, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Keep that going,
I know
man.
All this garbage.
It's such a good song. We talked about it last time, just this chorus. It's so well produced. It's brilliantly produced.
Perfect. It's
inescapable. It's so catchy. We're all just quiet. That's how good it is. We break up, you call me, I love you. We called it off again last night, but
this time I'm telling you, we are never, ever, ever getting back together. Well, Calvin Harris.
It's like three levels of backing vocals.
Oh my
there.
God.
There's an extra snare. That's just so,
So a source says that Calvin Harris actually broke up with her because he was intimidated by her success. Another source says it was their age difference, but it's only 6 years, 32 and 26. When you're 32 and 26, that's nothing.
That's nothing, man.
That's
a perfect pairing.
It's a tale as old as time. Women in a relationship more successful than the man heads for the hills.
Yeah,
is this
that's
what
so
happened?
That's true, yeah, right? Why is that?
Taylor let's talk this out. So a source told People magazine that Calvin broke it off because he was intimidated by her success. Quote, that's why he would not attend any events where she was being honored or any award shows unless he was nominated. A friend of Calvin said the age difference was a factor too, but it's only 6 years. That's garbage. So
the age difference was not a factor.
No dude's ever been like,
yeah, she's too young for me. Get out of here.
And yesterday, Calvin tweeted, the only truth here is that a relationship came to an end and what remains is a huge amount of love and respect. Nice.
Yeah,
okay. So,
that's a lie.
I mean, let me ask you this. So you're in a relationship where the woman makes more. Does it cause friction or are you making it work? I would love to hear from couples where the man even, you know, things, I don't know, like sexual favors and stuff like that.
Are you writing a Craigslist ad right now? That's what it sounds like you're writing.
You get that.
Would love
that image
to hear
of Taylor
from couples.
Swift. Well, dude, Taylor Swift with the thigh-high leather boots, shoulder-length gloves, and a riding crop, and that look in her eyes. Yeah. Yeah. How would you like to get you some of that? Like it, gimp. Yeah.
That's insensitive.
So, no, would you have a problem
with
the woman having...
No.
Oh, my God, I would embrace it.
I think it's great. I'm like, good. That's good. Less pressure on me.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean...
I don't get guys who have this thought process that she can't make
more.
I think
being a kept man would be a wonderful thing.
Yes.
I could get that scrotal lift I've been wanting on her dime. Your dime, baby. You let me know.
Yeah, right.
Why is it an issue? Is it just like these like just leftover like these like old fashioned dudes that have to? I don't know. I think it's great. More power to you. If you make more than I do and you're more successful than me, that's probably because you've worked harder and you've earned it. So good for you.
Someday living in a big old city and all you're ever gonna
I'm gonna look at something.
This is a good one. Good pick.
Taylor.
It's also from Speak Now. This is a good, right?
Webs.
Yeah.
Good song.
This is about John, right? About Johnny Mayer?
There's actually a site.
You hear
that?
This is when she was still like, she still had the country thing going.
Right. So there's actually there's a website called Taylor Swift's Boyfriend Today.
No way, really?
That's bad. That's naughty. So we do have a list here.
Who's your boyfriend
today?
Let's
see if I have to go to more items. Well, you got to think some of them are gay, right? The definitive history.
Nice.
Like Joe Jonas.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Taylor Lautner. I mean, who would not want some of that? John Mayer. Jake Gyllenhaal. Connor Kennedy. Harry Styles. And Calvin Harris.
The name Harry Styles just cracks me up.
It's a funny name.
You know, but she gets upset. That Vogue interview where, you know, where she did 72 questions.
That was it.
72 questions. And,
questions.
Yeah, one of the things that bugged her. And she said,
were any about Tyrone and his hose?
No. One of her problems was, one of her issues is the slut shaming that she has to put up with. Mm-hmm. Because she's, you know, has all these boyfriends. Hey, how old is this woman? I mean, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. She's gone like through 8.
4, 5.
Yeah, who cares? I mean, that's the average number for 24, 25.
Even if it isn't, who cares? Yeah, who cares? Ugh, people.
I don't know.
People, man.
Yeah.
Just fire up. Just enjoy the tunes, man. Why you gotta be so mean?
Well, don't you remember, Karen, when Heather used to sit in here? Heather would hate on Taylor Swift.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
She said she smelled like pee. Remember that?
How did she smell
basically,
Taylor Swift?
Basically, it had a stick up her bum.
Did the stick up her bum smell like pee? That's my question.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the pee thing. What was the pee thing? I don't know. She just didn't like her.
I have no idea.
Well, there are people who don't like her.
Sure.
Oh,
well, she's a target, right? She's popular.
She's what, 20 what?
I don't know. We keep asking. Why doesn't...
She's just a young thing. She's adorable as a button. Get off her back.
She's America's sweetheart.
Super talented.
Super talented.
Yeah.
Hardworking.
Yes, I mean, good work ethic.
She took over the world, man. That's not hard. That's not easy to do.
She hasn't gone to rehab.
That we know of. If she did, that'd be pretty great.
She's 26.
26. Okay.
Oh,
there you go.
Just doing great.
And did you know this? She's a fellow Pennsylvanian, just like you and I.
Really?
Yes. She was born in Reading, Pennsylvania.
No kidding.
Yeah. How about that?
Wow. Shopping at the Reading outlets on the weekend.
Right on, dude.
Nice.
We're both Pennsylvania
Swifty
boys.
Swifty shopping at Reading Outlets. Who'd have known?
That's the only thing that's going on in Reading, Pennsylvania. Oh, except
Mom would go up there a couple times a year.
Except
trips to Reading.
Do you remember 2 years ago when they had the Charlie Brown Christmas tree? Maybe that was last year because it was a big thing. They put up a horrific Charlie Brown Christmas tree. And everybody bitched, and the Chamber of Commerce decided to take it down and put up a new one. But everybody thought, you know what? That's not the point of Christmas. We should be sufficient, and we should be satisfied with the Charlie Brown Christmas tree. So they took the nice one down and put the ugly one back up.
Okay.
Yeah. So and that is so Reading, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they killed two trees. Christmas
right,
spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a break, and we'll be back. Oh, we're going to have fun with news anchors. Yeah, we always have fun with news anchors.
Yes.
Screwing up. Don't go away. Listen to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show.
Drex Radio Show.
On the next generation of KGOA 10.
Are you done with your day-to-day drudgery? Tired of the 9-to-5 salt mine?
My job, don't get me started on, because it really annoys me.
Take this job and shove it.
Take this job and shove it.
Work, 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 work. You send me heavy work, 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 work.
I wish I had a job that I could just leave.
The Gallup survey estimates that workers who are actively disengaged are just going through the motions.
Why don't you put down your ginger ale and red book and get to work?
Go back to work.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work.
Working for the weekend.
Can't wait till Friday.
We are going to have so much fun this weekend.
Work, 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 work. It's a me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me there, 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 there.
We're done with that.
Great weekend.
Oh, it's Friday. We're heading into the weekend.
This is going to be awesome.
Yeah. Away we go on the Drex Radio Show with Joe Tobin, my guest. Open mic night, not till July.
July. TobinMicNight.com. So
you'll be in here a couple. Joe Tobin, MicNight.com.
Yep.
Okay.
TobinMicNight.com.
M-I-C.
M-I-C.
Joe Tobin, M-I-C, Tobin. .com. All right. People who get pissed off at work are less likely to quit their gigs. So your boss makes you really damn angry, that you barge into the office and yell, I quit. You're that kind of person. Actually, those people do better.
Really?
So this...
Do better at what?
Well, they never quit. You know, these people who storm around in a rage, middle fingers in the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to storm around the office?
Well, study found that the people who are angry about stuff at work are less likely to quit because it's a sign that they actually care about their career in the company and they take pride in their work.
Mm.
Now, I don't know how HR deals with
that.
They've got thick files, but they don't get fired.
I don't know. I don't know. Let's have fun with news anchors. So we'll go to New Zealand first.
Oh, I love these.
Yes, these are great. Weather reporter in New Zealand put up a photo of a funnel cloud the other day, and it looked like some dude's, and it completely caught the other anchors off guard.
A water spout yesterday, quite an amazing thing, to be fair, pushing it over the top of the country. Is when you take a step back, is there anything else you see in this picture?
Sam, you didn't have to say that.
What?
It's about as subtle as a sledgehammer, mate. I mean, why didn't you just... Oh, maybe Melissa did. She certainly had to look up.
There's a lot of detail.
Oh, my goodness.
Well captured.
Okay. I don't think you can beat this one. Let me see where it is. The Hungarian weather reporter, he was a national reporter, and he got fired because he added, well, you'll hear what he added to his weather forecast to the country. Okay, here we go.
Az a szél, ami aztán, hogyha jön, akkor mindent elvisz.
And that was his last day.
That was the weather forecast?
That was I guess it was a crappy day in Hungary. I don't know, what can I say?
It was funny, though. Those are always, that's always a funny sound.
Yeah, festive. All right, let me see what else I want to talk to you about. Oh, the Dos Equis. So did you know that Dos Equis, I guess it's going to be Aaron Andrews, the most interesting man in the world, is gone.
He's gone. They sent him to Mars.
Right, they sent him to Mars.
I like that we all know that. Like, yeah, he's in Mars. They sent him to Mars.
I love it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it, too. So, let's see here. I'm not sure that I can find it.
You were good spots.
Oh, here we go. Erin Andrews in the Dos Equis. She's in the new Dos Equis commercial. Yes.
Her personality is so infectious, she's unable to enter hospitals. She is the 5,008th most interesting person in the world.
I can drink beer with the best of them. And when I do, I choose Dos Equis.
Think you're interesting? Prove it at DosEquis.com.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
She's the 5,008th most interesting person. I mean, good on her,
but they're doing, it's the same spot. It's the same idea.
Well, I don't know.
You didn't come with it, but if they're going to send the guy to Mars, then you may do a different...
Right? But you go with a woman
equal time.
Sure, but there were so many things they could have... whatever. Erin Andrews. She goes from probiotics up to Dos Equis now. She's making her way up.
She's only 5,008th.
Yeah. Well, now, but yeah, she's going to start making her way up the ranks.
You live downtown, so are you going to the gym where people get high, where you're encouraged to get stoned at the gym?
Not to my knowledge, but it sounds like fun.
Yeah. They're getting swole while at the, Power Plant Fitness?
Power Plant.
Yes.
Are there trainers, to kind of help you through the,
It will allow members to consume marijuana on site while working out. It's claiming to be the first world's first cannabis-friendly gym.
This is a bad idea.
It does sound like, I mean, it's
now, wait
like
a second. In their defense, it's they are saying it will not be a place to get high and just screw around.
Okay. All right.
That, of course, is the first thing they have to say.
I mean, I can see. What do you do? Just you stand by the treadmill and stare at it while it's going on the little belt and you're yeah. like, oh, man, that's fast.
Isn't the whole point in going to the gym screwing around?
Screwing around. Yeah.
That's the whole point.
That's what you, wow. Yeah. All right, cannabis.
I mean, when I went to the gym, that was really the only reason.
Sounds like some stories. You've got some drexplaining to do.
Well, it's the whole personal trainer thing. Have you ever had the personal trainer thing?
I had a personal trainer for one day.
Really?
Well, it was the first day that you go to the gym, like the first day that I became a member. They're like, oh, we're going to have somebody, you know, take you around and show you how to use all the machines.
Right.
I didn't know anything about working out. I knew even less about the fact that you have to, you know, eat before you, you know. So,
well, you're a skinny guy, Joe yeah. Tobin, right? So
and I really nearly, he took me through all the machines, the Nautilus, all the weights and everything. And by the time we got to the treadmill for the cool down, I did very nearly pass out because I'd eaten no food. And even when I did eat food back then, it wasn't very good food. So they wouldn't let me leave the gym. Because I was like, I was in no condition to drive because I had almost passed out, and the guy gave me like this big glass of like you know like Gatorade or some kind of thing,
right.
Made me lay down and drink it with my feet elevated, and then I turned to the side and I could see that a ladies' yoga class was just beginning.
That's why you go in.
And I was like, yeah, looking pretty cool there with my feet up, drinking my extra large electrolyte thing.
Let me lay here for another 20 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. They wouldn't let me get up. Yeah. So that was my one day with a personal trainer.
Well, the key to working out for me was always to pick the personal trainer that I'd like to sleep with. Because
that's smart. That's good thinking.
Yeah, because it's a very sexual, sensual thing. They're touching you all the time.
How can you not
be turned on? I mean, you don't get that turned on. I'm just saying. But I was on a mission.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on a mission.
Mine was like a public defender, just kind of assigned to me.
Oh, okay.
You know, as I roll, I didn't get a choice.
You're not saying anything, Valerie.
No, I used to work in the fitness industry, and I remember.
Now, I have to say this about the personal trainer thing.
Yeah.
This was all on the up and up. They didn't want anything to do with this. This was me being naughty.
I get it.
They wanted nothing to do with me. Right. Let me be very clear.
It was vice versa.
Your initial
like tour around the gym thing, sure. That's really common sales ploy. You'll never get more attention after that unless you pay lots of money for like personal training. And it's all a flirt game, and they are beautiful specimens.
Sure, you pick the specimen that you want to look like. You want them touching you and hanging over you.
And you want them to, like, spot you.
Help me up.
Am I doing this right?
Yes.
This deadlift?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
I like to be petted right here. Oh, I'm sorry.
I got a couple of 15-pound dumbbells at home. I'm pretty good.
This is the great thing about finally hitting 50. I don't have to worry about this garbage. I don't even have to think about it. I can just look back on the bizarre things that I did, and I had fun doing them. No regrets.
And you can still remember all of them. That's really impressive.
Because at the gym, I was not swole like they're going to be here in San Francisco.
What does swole
mean? Does that mean high or does that mean muscular?
High. I was interested in one thing, and that was being fit so I could have more sex.
Sure.
And what a great way to stay in shape.
Right. And if you're just wondering whether the mission was accomplished, yes, it was.
There you go.
Yes,
multiple
it was.
Times?
No. Only once. Stop. Here we go. And damn, Daniel.
What is this?
Oh, you don't know this, damn Daniel. This is the thing that went viral.
I missed this one.
Oh, this is just a bunch of kids. You never heard this?
No, sir.
This is the EDM remix. I mean, you know.
Oh, it was crazy.
It was a viral thing. A bunch of kids in Riverside. Yeah. What were we playing behind that? Oh, Sarah Palin. She's gavel banging now.
Judge Palin. Yeah.
With her gavel banging. Hold on a second. I've got to find the gavel banging. Daniel? Did you know she is the next Judge Judy?
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah. I mean, she's got to do something.
But she's not going to be Trump's running mate?
No. Did you notice how that went away?
Yeah.
Yeah. She kind of disappeared. For a good reason, I do believe. All right.
I thought that was a slam dunk.
No. It's not a slam dunk.
That would have been the best.
No, not at all. All right.
You like ladies? I got one of those. What else do you want?
I love the ladies.
Yeah, I love them.
The
I got
ladies
one of
love
them.
Me.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be back with more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
The next generation of KGO 810. Now, back to the Drex Radio Show. Drex Radio Show.
My mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know.
That's for all you believers. Let's keep believing. Don't stop believing. Kim Kardashian is doing some kind of secret project because the nude photographs just went up a little while ago. Again.
Yeah. It's really secret.
Yeah. Why? She's a mother. She has two children. Who wants to see that anymore?
I grew up looking at it. Every trucker's mud flaps. That was her.
Every trucker's mud flaps. It's lovely. It's very poetic.
That is lovely. Today is one of those days. I know that the comedy god does exist because you got to love this. Several years ago, Bette Midler revealed that she had chickens named after the Kardashian girls, Kim, Courtney, and Khloe.
I love it.
But earlier this week, she gave reporters an update. Kim died of a yeast infection.
Oh, no.
So they had to get some different chickens. That's a true story. Oh, why did it have to be the chicken? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. All right. Do you make bizarre, when you're traveling on the road as a comic, bizarre reservation requests? Have you ever do that?
No, I haven't. I keep it kind of, you know.
You can, you know.
Yeah? Like
well,
what?
I don't know. What kind of hotels you stay at?
Just your basic.
Oh, you're not doing the Four Seasons?
No, stuff. Just your basic, you know, Marriott type
Marriott
of situation.
Courtyard.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with
if
you.
If they've got, you know, we've just got, if they've got like some, you know, cereal, English muffin, you know, breakfast thing.
Right.
That kind of thing.
I like the Marriott module. And the Courtyard by Marriott. What's the other one? Oh, Hilton Garden Inn. I like that one. But anyway, so if you stay at some of these expensive places, you can ask for bizarre requests on hotel reservations. And there's this guy in Utah who every week has been adding bizarre requests to his hotel reservations, and the hotels keep fulfilling them. So check this out.
If you could provide a printed out picture of Grandma Winslow from Family Matters and place on my bed, I would appreciate it. I had the biggest grin on my face. I thought it was the funniest thing. Please provide a picture of a dog dressed as a boat captain. If it's not too much trouble, could you build a fort out of pillows? Please print out three pictures of a confused-looking Donald Trump and place on my bed. I would really appreciate it.
The Trump pictures were pretty funny, just because we placed them right on the bed for him, and it was pretty amusing.
The ideas are limitless, but you just got to try and be as creative as possible, I guess.
There you go.
Well, this is either just really, it's either good customer service or they think this person is crazy, and if we don't do this, he will burn down our hotel.
Turns out that he brings them in on the joke after they do it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then they're filmed, and I guess they go up on his YouTube site.
I'm sure they love that. It's like, oh, thanks. You wasted our time.
Yeah.
For your YouTube channel that has... That's great. Thanks, dude.
I wanted to read this. So Ryan Gosling says he's... Wasn't he America's sexiest man?
Oh, he's pretty handsome.
Yeah. Ryan
he's
Gosling.
He's got to be in the running. Right?
Yeah.
He's got to be in there somewhere.
I think so. He says he's 49% woman, sometimes 47, depending upon the day. He says the reason is 49%. I think women are better than men. They're stronger. They're more evolved.
He's just saying that.
No, he says, I think women are better. They're stronger. They're more evolved. You can tell especially when you have daughters and see their early stages, and they're just leaps and bounds beyond boys immediately. Ryan has two daughters with Eva Mendez, a 1-year-old and a 1-month-old. All right.
Even 49%, he says.
Yeah, so
not enough to...
Yeah, well, what I'd like to ask him, are you still using the men's room or are you using the ladies' room, dude? I guess it depends
well,
upon...
Well, he's still 49%. He's still just on this side.
Oh, well,
my God. Not ready to commit to changing over.
Apparently, he is a feminist icon, and he is ready for a woman as president.
Well, thank God. Well, now we can have one. Now that we know that Gosling's ready.
Ryan Gosling has saved the world.
Thank God.
It will be Hillary. It's been crazy. You know. Oh, by the way, here's Susan Sarandon. She's not being nice with Hillary.
No.
Nobody's even talking about this indictment. What happens with that? Besides the trust issue of catching her in so many lies.
Well, there has been no indictment.
No, but there's going to be. I mean, it's
inevitable. We don't know that.
Well, we don't know that these people, that he's not going to get the numbers either.
Susan Sarandon, what are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be an indictment.
For what?
You know, there has been, like the email thing.
The email thing? I was going to say, is it still that?
Yes, it has still never been named a crime. They have never said a crime was committed. I mean, they just won't let it go.
No.
So we're going to have to hear this for how many more months?
Maybe they'll wait until she's elected and then they'll impeach her because, you know.
5 more months. I don't know.
The whole family gets one.
And Susan Sarandon, I thought she was on our side. Okay, so it's time to wrap everything up, and make sure you do wrap everything up, because with the Zika virus out there, it's a good... Mm. Well, we don't have Zika virus here in the United States yet. So, by the way, there are 5 things that happen to your body when you don't have sex.
Okay, for how long?
I don't know.
Doesn't say, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, apparently June is Celibacy Awareness Month. Who knew?
No, it's not. That is the one thing it is not.
That is a premise that ever I heard one.
Yeah. So here we go.
It's also Pride Month. Good luck.
Oh, boy. Well.
That's not going to work. Right. Yeah, we were talking about this. Everybody's going to be dressing up as outhouses.
Oh,
right? Yeah, because we don't have anything to bitch about anymore. I mean, we've got gay marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, the transgender thing, we're down. Well, so there you go. That's the go-to.
Yeah.
Dress as North Carolina or something like that.
Celibacy Awareness Month.
Okay. So who knew, there's a rundown of 5 things that happen to your body when you stop having sex. Spoiler alert, they're mostly bad. Number 1, you feel more anxious. Sex helps you blow off steam and calm down. Researchers found that people who didn't have sex have a harder time coping with stressful situations like public speaking.
Or Celibacy Awareness Month.
Pencils snapping everywhere.
I always love these surveys. Yeah. You might get prostate cancer. Okay, we've heard that before. A study presented by the American Urological Association found men who get it on all the time had a 20% drop in their risk for prostate cancer. I've heard that.
It makes sense, I guess. It sounds like it makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah, your risk for erectile dysfunction, wait for it, rises. According to the study of the American Journal of Medicine, men who have sex infrequently are twice as likely to experience erectile dysfunction as men who do it once or more a week.
So it forgets?
Yes, probably.
Out of practice.
Yeah, that thing's got a memory.
Yeah.
It's like Use it or lose it.
It's like your Tempur-Pedic. It's a memory foam.
I'm sorry. I'm out of it. I've been out of the game for a while.
Yeah. You're more susceptible to colds and flu. It's true that getting some strange every weekend can expose you to some nasty germs.
You'll catch some other things, though. I love that phrase, man.
Right. And gonorrhea is through the roof. That's another story. So wrap that thing up.
But you have no cold, though.
Yes. And by the way, this is all about exactly what you're talking about. Your first line of defense is against viruses. That's finally the good news.
Just think of the penicillin bottle as half full instead of half empty.
Exactly. But, you know, I think self-pleasuring counts.
Does that count?
Well, because you're using the gear.
I feel like it's got to count for the prostate one.
Right? I think it has to count for all of them.
Well, I don't know if it counts for the stress one. I don't think it's the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same kind of de-stressing. I don't know. It's like a nicotine patch
instead of a cigarette.
Maybe. Okay. It's a Nicorette. It's Nicorette.
It seems like it makes sense.
Yeah. It'll help, but because
I think that the whole like human connection thing also helps reduce the stress.
I think the other ones should totally work.
All right, people. Well, at least you know how to save your prostate. Enjoy yourself.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right. Joe Tobin, great having you in here.
Thank you.
Joe Tobin, Mike Knight, July
20th.
Doc's Lab, North Shore.
And I want to say happy birthday to my sister if she's still listening. Happy birthday, kid.
Aww.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Have a great night. Have a great weekend. Be safe. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
Daniel. Back at it again with the white man. 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 Daniel. Back at it again with the white man. Back at it again with the white man. Back at it again with the white man.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.